Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Miss Reason Show. I'm your host, Miss Reason, and today we have our second segment where we will be talking about Vita Divina. This time we'll be talking about Chaga, and we will learn all about what it is, what it does, how good it is for the body, and what it can do for you. So today we have, again, Tracy Wilbon and Stanley Jordan, and I think I have both of them on the line. Hello, Mr. Jordan and
Hi.
Ms. Wilbon.
Hi. How
Hi,
are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good.
Hey. Okay, so I'm excited to learn about, is it Chaga?
Yes.
Chaga. Okay, so
yes.
I'm excited to learn about Chaga. So
we have Stanley has been on fire today.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
He has been on fire today. I had so much fun working with him today. It's been awesome. Yeah, it's been awesome. So
okay. So let's get right into it. You guys go ahead and you have the floor.
All right, so Stanley, you want to talk about this and then bring me up, or what do you want to do?
Yes.
Because I know you're using Chaga, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, using it every day.
Let's hear about this testimonial then.
Well, I tell you, Chaga has been a godsend to me. I turned 62 years old April 29th, and I have so much energy now using the tea, Chaga, and a few more products, but mainly the Chaga and the tea. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm an avid fisherman and a hunter, and I'm a gardener with vegetables, and I like to plant perennials around my house to draw the hummingbirds in because my wife loves to see hummingbirds. So I'm out in my yard yesterday, quick testimony, and I decided to overseed my lawn with grass seed yesterday. Usually I have to do it in 15, 20-minute bouts to take a break.
Uh-huh.
I cut my lawn. I put two cuts on my lawn to drop it down short. I overseeded it, threw some peat moss cover on it and a fertilizer, pulled up about 30 bricks out of the lawn right on the edge because my oldest son, when he was living, he helped his mom try to extend the driveway with some patio bricks.
Mm-hmm.
I had to dig them out of the soil 8 inches down because they had sunk. So I had to pull up all these bricks and did all that work nonstop.
Wow.
Wasn't even sore. So
wow.
The fatigue factor is gone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know the inflammation is gone because I'm not achy at all. I just feel great, you know, and I have a lot of mental sharpness now. I mean, I don't have a bad – even if I'm mad, I don't have a bad day.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, I feel
it's
good getting mad.
It's amazing.
It's phenomenal.
And you know what's funny? Everything that you said that you're experiencing is
right.
Really in the – it's the description of what this medicinal mushroom actually does.
Okay.
Like you were saying all of the stuff. You were saying the fatigue. You were saying the inflammation, the mental sharpness. This is exactly what – Chaga is supposed to do. Like if I'm reading the description for one of the product slideshows that I have, it says Chaga can kill cancer cells selectively and stimulate the immune system. It may also have benefits such as reductions in fatigue and inflammation, as well as increased mental sharpness. Chaga mushroom is a fungi that grows on a birch tree and is the most potent antioxidant on the planet. It tops the other famous antioxidants such as green tea, moringa tree, and many more. And everything that you're experiencing is exactly what it's meant to do.
That's exactly what it's doing.
That's incredible. So I remember talking to you the first time, and we were talking about this business, and we were talking about these products, and just you and Dorothy, my other partner that's in Texas, you could tell the difference in just your voices. like from day to day, as we started, you know, the business and doing our calls and all that, you could tell the difference in how both of you were feeling, because she's, I think, the same age as you. And you could just tell from how you guys were even speaking that your mood was elevated, your energy was high, you sounded focused, you sounded, you know, just excited about the business and about just being alive. And you could just tell the difference from before you started taking the products and how you sound now.
That's,
you know,
exactly,
so that's
how
what
I
like to hear. That's,
even
you know, and then you sent me that
up.
Picture of you fishing the other day with all those fish. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
It was awesome. Yeah. He's like, I gotta catch 50 more. I'm like, wait, what? How are you doing all of that? So that, I love to hear those testimonials, you know, just from the lady. Tell them about the lady that you sampled today, because remember, our tea has Ganoderma and Chaga in it. So
absolutely.
Tell them about the testimonial that you called me with today.
This is an awesome testimony. I hope she's on the line. I asked her to call in. She said she would at 7 o'clock.
What's her
is
name?
Lynette on the, is Lynette on the line? Lynette?
I don't know. Is this Lynette? No, I don't think so.
How about Loretta?
I'm on the line.
Hi,
oh,
Loretta.
Yay!
She made it.
That's awesome.
Yes, well, I don't have to tell a testimony. I'll let her tell her testimony.
Yes.
And your age, ma'am?
Your age again is?
79. I'll be 80 in a week or so.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Mr. Stan brought me some tea, and while I was there, I just moved and I didn't have a measuring cup out. So I said, what is 8 ounces? And so he took a regular water glass and he measured 8 ounces or so, and I drank it. And he immediately, not immediately, but he left soon afterwards. And my brother was here to pick me up to go to the store. So it looked like they could have kissed each other going out. It was so close. So I've had trouble walking up the stairs. I didn't want an apartment up the stairs, but that was the only one that they had. So I took it anyway. And I remember what I was had rehab, and they taught you how to walk sideways. You put one foot down, then you get the other one, and you put the other foot down. And something told me going downstairs to meet my brother just to go on and try it. And I was able to step on that right leg, step on the left leg. And I was shocked. I was really shocked.
Wow.
And last night, for the first time in a long time, I was able to sleep through the night without waking up 5 or 6 times going to the bathroom.
I am so happy about
that's
that.
Awesome.
I mean, the call
amazing.
We had today was just amazing.
That is amazing.
To be able to have what I have to do the air quotes, a job, that you get to literally change people's lives every single day just by allowing them to test out an herbal tea. I mean,
yes.
Think about it. You're literally just sampling somebody, and you change their life almost instantly.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
what I love about these products is because most
yeah.
of the products that we have, you will feel the impact within the first 24 hours. Now, we live in a microwave society, and everybody wants to see results fast, and that's
mm-hmm.
what we offer here. You know, so I can tell somebody, you're going to feel, you know, an impact in the first 24 hours, but wait until your seventh day. I mean, when you get to your seventh day, you're really going to feel different, like totally different. And that's something that I can stand behind. It's something that I can pretty much guarantee to just about every single person that I've given that tea to. I've never had a person come back and say, oh, that tea didn't work. Not one.
Right.
Not one person. You know, and that's incredible. And you know what makes the difference between, you know, and you'll talk to people and they'll say, oh, I take this kind of tea and I take a smooth move or I take a, you know, ballerina tea or, you know, all of these laxative teas.
Right.
They just slap, mm-hmm. they slap detox on the box. But if you
yes.
don't understand what detox actually means, then you'll buy it. And that's why they're flying off the shelves, because right now detox is the hot new thing. It's the hot new trend.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see detox teas everywhere. You got Slim Tea, you have ISO Tea, you have this tea, you have that tea. Teas are hot right now. And the hot trend is going to be detox tea for the next 5 to 10 years. You know, there's always a hot trend.
Yes.
But this one is actually going to last longer than traditional trends because it works. But there is a distinct difference between the teas that you buy over the counter in a store and what we're selling you. There's a distinct difference. First of all, the, you know, we're kind of piggybacking off of last night's call, but we're going to slide into the chaga in just a second. But the main difference is the fact that we have all natural herbs. There are 12 very powerful herbs in this tea. And it's common things, but we don't think to combine them. I mean, we have papaya. Not too many people in America eat papaya, but I ate papaya just about every day when I lived in Nigeria. Chamomile. People will drink chamomile tea, you know, to help them sleep, and that's where the relaxation part comes from when you are able to sleep through the night. Then you also mm-hmm. have marshmallow, which is part of the okra family. Then you have milk thistle and blessed thistle. Those are very, very powerful herbs that help with, they have almost a laxative effect as well. Then we have a soluble fiber in it, but then the distinct difference is going to be the fact that we have Ganoderma and Chaga in the tea. There's no other tea on the market that has Ganoderma and Chaga in it. None. Because the person that created this company is a person that was pretty much behind the entire Ganoderma movement. And a lot of people don't know that. So we have a person that has taken his own $45 million to create a company where just about all of the products contain Ganoderma, Chaga, Cordyceps, Mitake, Shiitake, and all of the other different medicinal mushrooms that have been around for 4,000 years. So all of the herbs and mushrooms that they had in the East, in Asia and in Europe, we now have here in the West. You know, and people are very skeptical of natural healing and holistic things and all that, and I can certainly understand that because we've been brainwashed to believe that medication is the way, that prescription drugs is the way to go. But if you actually researched every drug that's on the market, every single drug that's on the market started as an herb. To be classified as a drug, it has to be made into a synthetic form. It has to be combined with chemicals in order for the FDA to classify it as a drug. Drugs make America a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it boils down to. The sicker the people, the more money these pharmaceutical companies make. And we have been brainwashed into believing that that is how you get healed. But ask anybody that you know that's on medication if they are healed. Is anybody that you know on a medication healed and able to come off of it? No. It's not made that way by design. When they put you on a prescription medication, they want you to use it until you die. Because I flat out asked my doctor, these six medications that you have me taking, are they going to cure me of this sarcoidosis I have? Oh, no, no, no. They're not meant to cure. What? Why am I taking them? Oh, it's just going to make you feel better. How? I don't feel better. How? What is it supposed to do to make me feel better? Because I'm telling you right now, the day that that person introduced me to that coffee that had Ganoderma in it, it changed my life. Just like being introduced to that tea today did for you, ma'am.
Yes.
Same thing. Same thing happened to me. I'm walking around as a 38-year-old. I could barely breathe, couldn't climb a flight of stairs. And here I am on all of these medications, gaining weight from taking the steroids, trying to heal my lungs up. And someone says, hey, I want you to try my coffee. And I'm a coffee drinker. I said, sure, I'll try it. The coffee was just delicious. Little did I know, it was making me better. My breathing became more stable. I was able to climb upstairs. You were going downstairs. This is how similar our stories are. You're going down the stairs. I'm coming up the stairs. And I get to the top of the stairs without fainting or pulling out my inhaler. And I'm like, okay. And then it got to the point where I'm at like my 15th day and I'm like not taking as much of my medication. I'm not using as much Advair. I'm not taking as many Singulair as I was taking. And by the end of that 30 days, I was drug free. And I haven't filled another prescription in 5 years. Now, if that person had never given me that coffee, where would I be today? Because the same sarcoidosis that I had is the same sarcoidosis that Bernie Mac died from.
Mm.
You see, where would I be today? Because I'm sure with all his money, he was on probably the most advanced medications, right?
Yes, yes.
You know he was on everything. I watched his wife's story just last week. So he's in the hospital and there, you know, he's on breathing machines and he's on all this different. You know he had more money than I did, and I was spending $1,200 a month. So
oh
you know
God.
He had me beat, and he still died. I'm still here. Why? Because I quit all that stuff. That stuff is just to get us to pay into it residually. Think about it. Every time you go and get your prescription filled, that pharmaceutical company is making a residual income from you.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
does that that sink in? You talk about network marketing, Stanley, and getting
right.
a residual income. Who's getting a residual
right.
income in America if it ain't the pharmaceutical companies?
Yeah.
If it ain't your electric company, if it ain't your phone company, if it ain't your cable company, but people have a problem getting residual income from, let me not go down that road. I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about that right now. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But let's talk about the other most powerful ingredient that I hadn't even tried yet, which was chaga. I was just taking the Ganoderma. The Ganoderma freed me from the drugs, but let me tell you something. When I started taking that chaga here at Vita Divina, it took my health to the next level. Because I had been with another company and I had started losing weight from their detox tea, but their detox tea didn't have Ganoderma and chaga in it and had the same herbs. So I lost weight, but I still had some lung issues. Let me tell you what the difference was. If you have an inflammatory disease, there are triggers for that. The food that you eat, some of the foods that you eat can trigger inflammation. Meat triggers inflammation. People don't know this stuff, okay? So when you have all these aches and these pains and you don't know where they're coming from, check your diet. Okay? So if you had a meal last night that was filled with meat, let's just say pork, for example, and you wake up the next day and you're all swollen, your ankles are swollen, your hands are swollen, you think it's the sodium.
Yes.
Right? You think it's the sodium. And then you drink some vinegar or something and you just kind of, you know, go pee a lot. And you think that's it. Mm-mm. It's the meat. Meat is an inflammation trigger. Dairy is an inflammation trigger, okay? I used to drink milk like it was going out of style. I used to love milk, but I couldn't understand why my bones ached, why my hands hurt, or why my knees hurt. And then my boss said, it's because you're drinking milk. It's because you're eating dairy the way you are. And then you got to think about it. Dairy is mucus. Mucus is inflammation. So the less mucus you have in your body, the less inflammation you will have. So for me having a lung issue, mucus was always a problem. So when I was on the medication, I couldn't eat dairy at all because I would end up coughing. You know, it would just really aggravate my lung situation majorly. So pizza, ice cream, all that stuff, I couldn't eat any. I told y'all I had pizza yesterday, 3 slices. I had 3 today because I still had leftover pizza. Do I sound like I'm filled with mucus?
No.
Exactly. Because I take chaga every day, it eliminates the inflammation from my body and it keeps my body from becoming inflamed no matter what I eat. Now, I naturally don't eat a lot of meat anymore just because I've learned not to. I've learned why I shouldn't. Okay? And to talk about what we talked about again last night, everyone's body has cancer. All of our bodies have cancer cells. And the way to activate those cancer cells is to do certain things. Meat is one of the top things that you can do to activate those cells. Smoking is another one. A lot of dairy is another one. So keeping your pH balanced or keeping your body alkaline will keep those cancerous cells from reacting. So the more alkaline your body is and the less acid you have in your body, the less chances are that you will get cancer. Okay? So what the tea does, what the chaga does, what the Ganoderma does, all of that removes acid, removes inflammation, so you have less chance of even having those cells activated. And if you do have cancer, I'm not going to say we cure anything. I'm not here making any medical claims, and I'm not saying that we mitigate anything. I have to say those disclaimers, okay? However, if you look at, if you go and Google Ganoderma, Google chaga and cancer, Google cordyceps and cancer, you'll see that NIH has so much literature out there showing how these medicinal herbs and medicinal mushrooms have been destroying cancer cells in the body. Do a search for chaga and meningitis, cordyceps and meningitis. People die from meningitis every day. It's becoming an epidemic in Nigeria. But it clearly says there that these medicinal mushrooms can mitigate that. I didn't write it. It's there. All the information is out there. So you have this chaga tablet. I started taking it. And I took it for 90 days. I'm still taking it now. But I took it, and I didn't imagine that I could feel any better than I was already feeling. I didn't think that it could take my health to another level, to whereas I – because I was still having some aches and pains. Because remember, I take the Ganoderma, and it does what it does, right? And we'll talk about that on our next show. But I was still having aches and pains. I was having pains in my knees. I was waking up every day and having to take a leave because I was having pains in my hands because arthritis runs through my family. So I was having these arthritic pains. You know, when it gets all cold and rainy outside, you'll feel the aches, right? And I couldn't do all of the knee exercises that I wanted to do at the gym. I couldn't do any squats and all these things. So about a week into me taking the chaga, I noticed I didn't have any pains anymore. I don't have them. And so it caused me to really, really research. Now, what is going on with this chaga? Now, what is it doing? And I'm just a nerd anyway. You'll see me on a Saturday night just sitting up here reading stuff. Well, it's the inflammation. I didn't realize that it was taking all of the inflammation out of my lungs, out of my joints, out of my body completely. I'm telling you, how I feel now versus how I felt 6 months ago, it's indescribable. I don't think I felt this good before I became ill. I know I didn't. So what we have our hands on right now is something that literally could change every single person's life. Even children can take the products that we have. There's nothing here that says you have to be 18 years old to take. Nothing. So you have children taking the life capsules that are obese. You have children taking the brain tablets that have ADHD and autism. You have children taking the superfood drink, which is our Factor Divina. You have children taking our chaga and Ganoderma for their allergies. And I read a book years ago after I was diagnosed with the sarcoidosis, and it was talking about inflammatory diseases, and it was saying how respiratory issues are going to continue to be on the rise, and it's going to start at such a young age. Like, you see children now with respiratory issues, and they're young.
Yeah.
Young. Like, I developed asthma at 38. I didn't even know you could develop asthma. I had no idea where asthma came from. But you see kids now at 7, 8 years old with allergies. They have children on Zyrtec and children on Claritin. They're already on drugs. Now, remember, that stuff used to be prescription only. Now it's over the counter. So you got 7, 8-year-olds walking around taking a tablet that's putting toxins in their bodies at such a young age, when they could simply take a chaga tablet every day, or they could simply take Ganoderma and not have any of those allergies. But you know, we die from lack of knowledge.
That's true.
Okay?
Yes.
And it's not as if the information isn't out there, but a lot of times people don't know even what to look for. They don't even know what to look up. They don't know what to seek out. And that's what our job is. That's why I do what I do. That's what my purpose is here. If I can change someone's life by offering them something as simple as tea or as simple as an herb that's been around longer than most civilizations on the planet, if I can offer them this and it's going to make a huge difference in their life, why wouldn't I do it? You know, and
yeah.
The thing is, people feel very sheepish about offering something that could change their lives to their friends and family. Why? Because their friends and family always think it's just a scam. You want my money, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm trying to save your life. That's what I'm trying to do. Because I had that sister that died 3 months ago. And I'm telling you right now, she was one of those people. I ain't using that, but she was on every drug that her doctor gave her.
Yeah.
She's on every drug he gave her. I've been her sister all her life.
Right.
I have a vested interest in her living.
Yes.
But she trusted that stranger more than she trusted me. This is the same person that watched me go through my sarcoidosis. They watched it. They know I came off the drugs. They know how I used to be and how I am now. But, you know, you can't change people. The only way people around you will believe what you're doing is when you become rich or when strangers start to celebrate you. Isn't that crazy?
That's true.
They won't believe you until some other person validates you. Until strangers start celebrating you, your friends and family won't support you.
You're absolutely
but that
right,
doesn't,
Tracy.
I mean, but it isn't it crazy?
Yes, yeah, it is.
So that's what stops a lot of people from doing this type of business.
Yeah.
This is my ministry. This is my ministry. Me talking to people every single day about something that could change their lives almost overnight is my ministry. This is what I'm put here to do. Not just with this company, I've been doing it for 30 years. Everything that I do is about helping other people. And do you think that I'm going to feel sheepish about talking to somebody about something that could change their lives? No. It's
Absolutely.
Their choice as to whether or not they want to use it. You know? But I'm still going to tell you about it. Now, do I go to my family? My family and friends know what I got. They see it. You know, I want my sister and my brother-in-law to get on this tea because every you know, whenever I see them, oh, this is happening, that's going to, you know what I say in passing? You need some chaga. And I leave it alone. Oh, mom's knee is so sore. I had to drive her around today. And, you know, she went to the, got prescriptions filled. Okay, well, your mom needs some chaga. And I keep it moving. What else am I going to say?
Right.
I can't sit down and make you do anything. You know, you have more trust in these doctors that don't have a vested interest in you. They don't know you. They don't love you. They couldn't care less if you passed away. But if you pass away, it's going to completely destroy our family. So I have a vested interest in you taking this stuff. I'm not trying to get $40 out of you or $50 or $60 or however much it is. I'm trying to save your life. I'm trying to at least show you that there are alternatives to this thing, that we can't continue to do what we've always done because it's not making a difference in our lives. Is it? If you were well from the prescription drugs that you're taking, you wouldn't be on this phone right now.
True.
I mean, that's it. I try to keep it 100% of the time. We wouldn't be here if what we were doing was working. You cannot expect a different result by doing the same things. You don't lose anything by trying these products. You don't lose anything but weight, sleepless nights, aches and pains. That's what you lose. You lose some parasites. You lose some toxins. How about that? That's what you lose. What are you gaining from it? Being able to walk up and down some steps? That may sound like a little silly thing to a lot of people, but it's important, isn't it? It was important to me. It was very important to me. I had a young teenage son that I couldn't do anything with. But when I climbed that mountain in Turkey with my son, it was the proudest moment of my life because he looked at me and said, Mom, I never thought you'd be able to do anything like this with me. That boy watched me struggle to breathe, and here I am climbing up Butterfly Valley in Fethiye, Turkey with my son.
My Lord.
That was the proudest moment of my life because I could have been dead.
True.
So when I tell you that I take this very seriously, I think you can tell from my voice.
Yeah.
I take this very seriously. So this is not about the money to me. The money's going to come. Money comes and goes. Money is what it is. But at the end of my days, I want to look back and say, guess what? I changed 10,000 people's lives. I changed 100,000 people's lives. Just me, just this one person. That would be my proudest moment. I will be glad to slip into that old good night knowing that my ministry was done. Okay. Did I talk enough about chaga? I got off on a tangent.
Well, chaga has a way of doing it to you.
It really does. I mean, I'm getting misty.
Yeah.
I'm really emotional about this thing.
I am too.
You know,
we could
still be sick, and we are too young and vibrant, and no matter what age we are, it's not enough time on earth. Even if you live to be 100, it's not enough time to do everything that you want to do.
That's true. Yeah.
And think about it, guys. Our society is living longer. You're retiring at 62, 65, but then you're living to be 100. So what are you going to do with them extra 30 years? What are you doing? I mean, you want to watch Price is Right and Young and the Restless every day just sitting in the same chair? Or do you want to have some vitality? Like, really? Because that's what my grandma did. Why? Because my grandma wasn't taking these products. But every day was the same. She was 89 when she passed. God rest her soul. But do I want to live to be 89 years old and don't do anything? Because I have aches and pains and I can't really get around? What's the point? Just taking up space? I don't want to live my life that way. If I live to be 89, 90, 100 years old, I still want to be on this phone preaching. That's what I want to do. I still want to get on a plane and travel. I still want to visit countries that I haven't seen yet. I want to experience life, not just sit in my house in a rocking chair. That's old school. We're not old school anymore. It's 2017. We have things that are literally aging us backwards. I'm 48 years old, and I feel better today than I felt 10, 15 years ago. I'm literally aging backwards. We literally have a product, and we're going to talk about that on one of the shows coming up. But it literally is aging us backwards. And Armand, the owner of this company, said that it is the most powerful product that we even have in our whole product line. We haven't even talked about that one yet, but it's coming. Okay, so I'm going to take a couple of questions before we end the show. Does anyone have any questions for me? No questions?
Tracy, I have a question.
Okay.
I've got some people that are squeamish when it comes to swallowing pills and capsules.
Mm-hmm.
Can you open up these capsules and put them in anything?
Yes. That's the brilliance of our entire product line, is that everything's a capsule. So it's not a tablet. So everything could just, you just twist it, and it's open, and you can put it in food. You can put it in your shakes. You can put it in your tea. Like when someone has a really bad cold, we make chaga tea. And you can take two or three capsules of the chaga and boil it, boil hot water, and you put the, you open up the capsules and pour the chaga into it, stir it up and drink it. So there are all of these different chaga recipes on the internet. So you can just go and type in chaga recipes, and you'll see all of the powerful things that you can do with chaga. So that's the great part about how our products are made here. So anybody can open them up, stand, and put them in any drink they like.
That's great.
Yeah. They've thought of everything. Any other questions?
Yes, it seems as though you're advocating an alkaline diet.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have recipes for or list of foods that's advantageous?
I do, as a matter of fact. I certainly do, and I can get that to you. Because our Life Capsule, which is our diet tablet capsule, it comes within a approved foods list. And the whole objective of the Life Capsule is to take your body from an acidic form to an alkaline form. So it's a completely vegetarian diet, because you have to remember, all meat has acid.
Yes.
So we have people losing 40 pounds in a month using Life Capsules, okay? But but the thing is, every vegetable imaginable is on the list, right? But there are also some beans and other legumes and things that you can also eat. But if you guys go to Pinterest and type in cauliflower or type in broccoli, like I eat cauliflower rice. You can make so many different things with cauliflower, right? You can make crust for pizza. I make cauliflower pizza, which you can literally make the cauliflower. You blend it up in the blender and then you bake it, you mix in some cheese and some seasonings, and you bake it, and it literally turns into a crust. And then you put your pizza toppings on that, and you put it back in the oven. I have pictures. It was phenomenal. You can do so many different things with cauliflower because cauliflower has kind of the same consistency as rice. So you can make fried rice. I make jollof rice with it. I make everything with cauliflower. So if you go on Pinterest, if you become a member of Pinterest, you can get so many recipes for whatever vegetables you have in your house. Like if you know your ingredients that you have in your house, you can type it in and all of these recipes will pop up. So you're never going to get bored without meat. You know, people just feel like, oh, I can't just not eat meat. Yeah, you really can just not eat meat. You really, really can. Because there are so many alternatives. And even if you go to, I don't know what grocery stores you guys have there. Here, there are so many different, like if I go to Meijer, there's a section for just a meatless section. So I buy this soy hamburger. And it's literally like hamburger, like ground beef, crumbled up, but it's soy. I don't eat soy too often, but when I make my, I'll make a lasagna with zucchini. So I'll use the zucchini instead of the noodles, right? So you can shred the zucchini or you can slice it and layer it. And I use the soy burger meat, for lack of a better term, as my meat. So you really can. I'm not advocating a vegetarian diet, but if you're really trying to live your best life, you're going to have to let go of some things. Some things that you might enjoy, and I'm not saying that you can't do them once in a while. But here's the brilliance of this company. We know that you're going to cheat. We know that you want to cheat, right? We literally have a product called Cheat. It allows you to eat whatever it is you want to eat today. We're not saying do it every day. You don't cheat every day. You just cheat once or twice a week. But it allows you to eat whatever you want today, and what it does is it binds up all of the carbohydrates, all of the fats. It binds it up and pushes it out of your body so your body doesn't absorb it. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So if you actually went on the Life Capsules, if you were trying to lose weight, I don't know if you're trying to lose weight, but if you were trying to lose weight and you went on the Life Capsules, there's an approved foods list. But even if you don't do that, I can still get the approved foods list to you so you'll know what foods are alkaline and what foods will help turn your body alkaline. So if you're taking the chaga and you're taking the tea and you eat from the approved foods list, you're going to have a phenomenal detox. Because the cleaner you eat while you're taking the tea, the better it's going to work. And the more water you drink, the better it's going to work. So I'll get that over to you as soon as possible.
I think her call dropped.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm sure she'll call back
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
So any other questions before we wrap up?
No, I'm pretty clear on chaga and the wonderful benefits.
So, Stan, you want to tell them how they can get in touch with you and how they can purchase products or be a part of your business opportunity?
Yes. You can reach me at my website, www.senior, that's abbreviated, stansr.com. That's www.stansr.com. Or you can call me at 248-939-0928.
And this awesome business opportunity, we're always looking for partners that want to go out and share these amazing products with their network. It doesn't have to be your family and your friends, but I'm sure you have a network at church or at work or at school that you can share these phenomenal products with, and I'm sure you know people that could benefit from them. So thank you so much for having me on this platform. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you too, Tracy.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for bringing this information to people because it is very good information and it's pertinent to what is going on with people's health these days. So thank you guys so much.
So you're
welcome.
Next call is next Wednesday?
Yes.
I'll be back. Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you for having
okay.
me, and you guys have a phenomenal weekend.
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.